Welcome back. Tonight, we're with the Jeff Ritchie Experience, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Hey, Jeff, what about your bass education? How'd you end up picking up the instrument and delving into it so deeply?
Well, when I was in fourth grade, 9 years old, they passed out stringed instruments. I went to a fairly small school, and we didn't have a marching band or sort of a brass band type situation. So they went the Suzuki method route, and they gave us all violins and violas and cellos and basses. And I really wanted to play the bass. I really, really wanted to play the bass. But at 9 years old, I was a little too short, I think.
Was it an electric bass?
Oh, no, upright bass.
Oh,
I started
an
upright bass.
Good.
Yeah,
nice.
And for years played it exclusively. So I played cello kind of as a, okay. Would irritate my cello teacher because I really didn't like playing with a bow ever. Still don't really like that sound on an upright bass. Cellos sound nice, but basses, it just sounds like somebody's going, but I would irritate my cello teacher because I was constantly wanting to play walking bass lines on the cello because that's sort of what bass was to me, hearing jazz records and sort of early Beatles records where Paul McCartney's walking a lot. I thought, that is the sound. That's magic. So as soon as I could, the bass player graduated or moved on or something, and I said, that's mine. I'll be doing that now, right? And so I did. And around the same time, I discovered playing jazz as opposed to just listening to jazz. And it really just took off from there.
Are you self-taught or as far as the
No,
jazz?
I took classical lessons on cello and upright bass for many years.
You have some favorite bass players?
There's an Israeli bass player who's working today called Omer Avital, A-V-I-T-A-L. I think he's just fantastic.
Oh, I knew, you know, academics, you're going to name somebody that we don't know.
Oh, he's great, but I think unless you live in New York or France or Israel, you don't get to see this guy play live too much. So I'm working on that.
But can we hear him? Though?
Absolutely. He's got several albums out. Charles Mingus was a touchstone for me growing up. And I think partly just because he's a bass player that was very authoritative and really punched through the sound of any band he was in. You couldn't miss the fact there was a bass player in a band that had Mingus on it. But also he was a composer and a band leader, and he was really interested as a musician in balancing composed, scripted stuff with improvised stuff. In a weird way, in a kind of more pop idiom, that's what I'm trying to do with this group.
Yeah, good. I was just going to ask you that. So he's a teacher for you.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Any other players that come to mind?
All the usual suspects.
Just so many.
James Jamerson from Motown, Paul McCartney from the Beatles.
Yeah.
Starfish, throw your arms around the sea. As for me, I think I'll let sandcastles slip away eventually. Starfish, throw your arms around the shore. But before, I think I cannot fight the current or the headwind anymore. Setting sun still will shine at a different place and time. Life has no reason, but it rhymes, you will be fine. Starfish, throw yourself into the sun. Having fun, but for contrast I need shadow, and that never hurt no one. Starfish, throw some sand into the air. I don't care, but you better watch the way the wind blows. That stuff everywhere. To the wind without end, but I bet I'll see it coming back someday around the bend. Starfish, throw me something, Mr. Breeze. Don't you tease? Open so much sunlight in my eyes, there's too much day to see. Setting sun still will shine. But if rhymes, you will be fine. I will be fine.
playing the instruments you play, I don't think anyone thinks of those instruments as jazz instruments or instruments that sort of fold into this experience necessarily. You're holding right now something, the power slide. I don't know that I've ever seen that particular one. Tell us about that.
Well, this is a PV instrument. Ran across it on the internet when I was researching an electric dobro, believe it or not. And it's called a power slide. It's kind of a revolutionary thing in lap steel guitars.
Randall Kahn.
Been around for 4 or 5 years, I guess.
Revolutionary how?
The pickup, the way the pickup works, you actually have two different sounds of pickup, single coil or humbucker, all on one knob. You can get a lot of different sounds out of it.
I was wondering what David Lindley played, you know, with Jackson Browne.
I'm not sure.
You remember that sound?
Yeah.
Because some of the sounds, the settings that you have sound Lindley-esque.
Totally accident, I'm sure.
But it's very nice. Well, that's a cool instrument. But you also play an acoustic dobro, and do you have a bluegrass background?
Yeah.
Okay.
Heavily bluegrass. Joined Jeff and these guys. I met them in their recording studio, believe it or not. I engineered their projects.
Yeah. Oh, no kidding. Yeah. Okay, so that's how you guys... So you a sound engineer then?
Just by self-taught experience. Mm-hmm. Me and a friend of mine have a music studio and a little music store in Berea, Kentucky. The store is called Music Makers.
Okay,
Old Town Studios is what we call the recording studio.
Okay.
And it's really our man cave.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a way to get away from our wives, and they know where we're at, and we're safe. And
I would like to fill out an application to join you.
Well, that money you ain't got, it's burning up and hot to buy the precious things that attract you. Empty pockets full of desires. Set your fields on fire, but the money lenders offer still distracts you. Without credit, only Satan will still beg you. When you moved in upstairs, you commenced to put on airs. Your old car wasn't good enough to drive in. But this world will pass away, and you've many a debt to pay. Despite the luxury that you thrive in, go out in the body you arrived in. Avaricious blues, from your head down to your shoes. You act like you ain't heard the news. Everything you win, you lose. Smallest little thing will set your blood to sing. You're ever sinking deeper in the mire. It's a disease of the heart that acquires. That gold around your neck will turn to fire. Yes, it will. Avaricious blues, from your head down to your shoes. You act like you ain't heard the news. Everything you win, you lose.
Mm-hmm. Has this been a special challenge for you to fold into this?
It has. Bluegrass and this style of music are just totally different worlds. What I tried to bring to this is just to fit the music.
They've always said you can really take just about any rock song and turn it into a bluegrass tune.
You
but
can.
Going reverse is a little more challenging.
A little more challenging, yeah.
Yeah.
It has been a challenge for me. This is a different feel that I've really just strived to make it fit. You know,
yeah.
That's the goal.
It's fitting. It's really neat. Great mix of sounds, and I know that that's part of what the experience does, right,
yeah.
Jeff?
Yeah, you can't play Earl Scruggs banjo on some of Jeff's stuff.
It's true, but you're playing an Earl Scruggs type of banjo.
Fireflies illuminate darkened skies for those who wait. Bigger bang for those who dare. Bits of stardust everywhere. The world is beautiful. The world is terrifying. Sometimes the world's so full. Makes me feel like crying. It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
people, especially people in jazz, like to collaborate. And I'm thinking of a guitarist right now, a jazz guitarist who does, he's had so much material.
Bill Frisell, maybe?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And all of the collaborating that he's done, which I've always found really fascinating. And so he experiments with different sounds, classical musicians, folk musicians, bluegrass, runs the whole gamut, you know?
Louis Armstrong once said that all music is folk music. He said, I ain't ever heard a horse sing a no song. And I suppose that's true, right? All music is human music, right? So far, as far as we know. The idea of genres and stylistic limitations, at least as barriers, is not make much sense to me. Gateways, maybe. Doors between rooms.
Yeah.
That's good. And in that sense, the JRE's house has many mansions or whatever. There are lots of rooms that we traverse together. Yeah. We couldn't do it without the varied backgrounds of everybody in the group. I'm really trying to do two different things with this group, and these guys are nice enough to go along. One of them is it's a vehicle for songs, right? So everything we play, I write. After a really long time of playing lots of other people's music, it seemed like it was time to play my own music before who knows what happened. So I was glad to have that opportunity. But the other thing is I really like to jam. I really like to stretch out on instruments with other people. I think one of the things that's changed in the age of YouTube, I see it in my kids' generation, is that a lot of kids don't play with each other musically. They play to a monitor or something like this, or maybe just alone by themselves with a record. You know, you can really develop some certain kind of chops that way, but you never really learn how to listen. You don't really learn how to groove with other people. And I guess I just came along at a really good time in history where it was sort of normal for teenage boys in my neck of the woods to play in bands. So virtually all the school dances I had growing up, it was my peers entertaining me. I come from a pretty musical area, you know.
Yeah,
James
right.
Brown played my parents' prom in 1966.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, this is, you know, just up the road in Augusta. that interactivity, that sort of excitement that happens when you get people who are confident on their instruments and are open, that's really irreplaceable. So what I'm really trying to do is get both the kind of jam band and the singer-songwriter thing going on all at the same time.
You disappear into thin air. Now you're not here. You're everywhere. In wordless songs and sleepless nights, will all our wrongs turn out all tightly curled. It's just too thin for this rough world where you belong. I cannot fit. Pain makes you strong, but I'm not there. Everything ends up upside down when you're back in town. Ooh. Ooh. back here. Objects seem closer, then they appear. When you are gone, I know my mind, I can move on.
Thank the Jeff Ritchie Experience for being with us this evening. Thanks to our volunteers for their help with our production each week, especially Ron Zinka, Will Padgett, and Barry Albritton. Also, those of you listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of stations.
We also thank you, the members of our studio audience, for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition and artists of this Kentucky region. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com.
Once again, let's hear it for the Jeff Ritchie Experience.
Life's a risk, a dare, a bet. I'm always glad, but I forget. Sometimes circumstances let our minds remember this. The stars shine bright in a grateful sky. The view is good from a grateful eye. Life is hello, not just goodbye. What's on your bucket list? Everything is ending, but not yet. Can start all over if you let it. Don't forget it. Ray of light, shine on me. I'm counting on your sympathy. It's getting dark to be. Outside here by myself, we make the way by walking it. We find the word by talking it. Sometimes we get so full of it, we need a little help. Yes, we do. Everything is ending, but not yet. You can start all over if you let.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Jeff, Randall, Robert, and Mike for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio Open Mic every Sunday evening. Located at Partner Place, just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. Room 17 Productions, a nonprofit organization telling the story of Professor Emeritus Sarah Holroyd and promoting music education through oral history, preservation, and live performance. For more information, Room 17 Productions is on the web at room17productions.com. The rest is history. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us. Get our Red Barn Radio app by downloading Omveria in your app store. The Red Barn Radio app is powered by Omveria. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.